And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Far distant land of common sense, a place where we all once lived. You'll find the Conservative College with Professor Toto. It is here where the foundational principles of our great republic are still taught, and true patriots are still educated in the hallowed halls of this school of hope. Just like the iconic puppy from The Wizard of Oz, who found great joy in pulling back the curtain on the lies of the wizard, so does Professor Toto. Grab your seats. And welcome to the Conservative College. Class begins now.
All over the United States of America, wake up, wake up. That is a call to action. That bell is the golden bell of liberty, calling you to wake up wherever you are. If you have fallen asleep at the wheel, if you have given up on the battle, if you have believed the lies of the mainstream media, if you have fallen prey to the lies of the enemy, then Professor Toto just invaded your world tonight with a wake-up call that it's time to rise and shine and get back in the battle. But first of all, grab you a beanbag and find yourself a seat and welcome to night school here at the Conservative College. I am your humble, neighborhood-friendly, fluffy professor, Professor Toto, because I love pulling back curtains on lies, and that's what you love. So we're all Toto. Thank you for joining me tonight. It is Thursday, December the 29th, 2022, and I'm so glad that you're still with me after 2 years and now going on 3 years. Wow, we're going to all be here for Donald Trump's inauguration party. It's going to be a fun time. Wow. Real quick reminder before we start class tonight, I want to remind you there will be no classes at the Conservative College next week? None whatsoever. Professor Toto will be going on vacation to New York City with my mother and my sister and my niece and my son and my beloved wife. And we are going to miss you next week. I'm going to miss you so very much. And I hope you miss me. Now, don't you dump me for no other podcaster while I'm gone, okay? I will be back in the saddle the following week. But we're looking forward to having a great time there. And so, just wanted you to know, if you tune in next week, I won't be here. Man, we've got some issues with Southwest Airlines. We had one of the members of our church, Brother Peachy, Brother Jamie and Sister Kristen Peachy, were on their way to be in church with us this weekend. And plus, they bought a home down here, and they were coming to do some work on that home. But Southwest is so messed up that they were canceled at the beginning of the week, and now they're canceled again. So my heart goes out to the Peachies tonight. Our hearts were set on seeing both of you and throwing our arms around you. Now, if it was me, I would already be in a car headed this way. But oh well, I'm just that kind of fella. Amen. So, you know, we gave $54 billion to Southwest Airlines. It seems like they could get their act together. But anyway, so sorry that we won't see the Peachies this weekend. But we do hope that you folks get home very, very, very soon. Now, I want to make another announcement before class starts. Class starts in just a moment. I'm giving everybody time to get their little bean bags together and everybody get, you know, snuggled in real good so that we can educate you tonight, edumacate you. It's going to be a great evening. April the 4th through the 8th, for many of you that love to come to our Passover camp meeting, that will be April the 4th through the 8th. Here in Waveland, Mississippi. Now, in the next few days, we will have a place for you to register. We can only accept 300 registrations this year for Passover. So if you're going to come, it's a full, glorious week here on the ocean. If you want to come to Passover, you will have to register free of charge. But we can only accept 300 registrations this year. That's all we have room for. So if you're planning to come to Passover, be looking for the registration link. I'll be sharing it on our various platforms as soon as it's available for you to go and register, you and your family. Before I get started tonight, let me get a sound check. Everyone said last Tuesday night I was too hot. The mic was too hot, so I hope that we have perfected it, and I hope the sound is good and crisp and clear. So if somebody wants to just give me a quick sound bite or sound check, while you do that, I'm going to take 60 seconds to say hello to my friends like Cleophas Caudell and Ronnie the Great and Ryan Perry and Robert McLeod, Janice, oh, they're going so fast. Let's see, Janice Hardy, Angela Ziallo, Tara Beachtel, Karen Fisher, Life is Awesome, Angela Schumer, Marcella Pounders, Nancy Ruff, and Mark Stevens. Hello, Sister Kay Payne from up there, what, in Indiana? Oh, wow. Thank you for joining me tonight. And Margaret Rose Lovinger, Edward Willis from Smithfield, Mississippi, Miss Judy Colson. Gino Lala says I have a good mic. Well, if Gino says it's good, then it's good because Gino knows his stuff. Brother Alan Trost, Brother Clay McCullough, you need to come see me for Passover, Brother Clay, April the 4th through the 8th. or you can just come for one night or whatever. Tamara Marquez, Missy Valdivies, Diane Hannibal, Marion Peters, Terry Fletcher. And over on Rumble, Sue Shipman, F. Riddle, Aussie from Australia, Patty Cakes, Grandma VL, J. Call Bo, Cliff Ott. And I tried to log on to FHTV to say hello to those friends over there, but it wasn't working. But we have 9.8 thousand viewers on FHTV right now. But on my end, it's probably just my internet. But nevertheless, thank you all for being over there on FHTV. So glad to have you with us tonight. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Idaho is in the house. I realize that, Carmen 723. Meg Mono. Well, thank you, everybody. So glad that you're in class tonight. We have a whole lot to talk about tonight. Remember, Tuesday night, I was going to talk to you about this omnibus bill, this fraud that was foisted upon the American public, and I will get to that tonight. I didn't have time Tuesday night to get to it, but I will tonight. You need to stay tuned if you want to be educated about the omnibus bill. But before we go to the omnibus bill, there's something else I want to talk to you about. And it's very, very, very important. 63%, a new poll just came out, 63% of Americans now want the FBI to be investigated concerning Twitter and the expose of how basically Joe Biden has been running Twitter. You know, let me tell you, let me explain to you why this is such a big deal with Twitter. Because there was an assumption that all of us, President Trump, were all being silenced by a private company. Now, as long as you're being silenced by a private company, then there is not much of an argument that we can make, except that, you know, it's just not fair what they're doing. That's an argument you can make all day long. But what we have found out in these exposés is that we have not been silenced by a private company. Basically, the way the mafia works and the way that dark money works is they will create a shell company, a company that they are not legally tied to, and operate everything through that shell company. In other words, they'll be over here, the shell company's over here, and they have nothing to do with that shell company. But they own the owners of that shell company. Do you get the picture now? The way the mafia works, and then they funnel their money through that company. Well, this is what Joe Biden has done. It's Mafia 101. They have a shell company, and it is a private company called Twitter. And they are not associated with Twitter. They don't own Twitter. It's a private company. Of course they can deplatform you. That's their right to do that. That's what the Democrats argued. But what these have revealed to us is that it was not Twitter that was deplatforming us. As a matter of fact, many of the Twitter executives, many of the people that worked there said that Donald Trump never violated the terms of service. Never. We have the documents. Thank you to Elon Musk and thank you to Father God for causing Elon to purchase Twitter. And no, I don't trust Elon any further than I can throw him, but I trust God, and God used Elon Musk for this moment in time. So hallelujah, we give him glory. Now, what Joe Biden has done, he was angry. I showed you Tuesday night the Twitter files that said Biden was angry that they were not deplatforming more of us. More of us. He was angry because he was controlling Twitter. So yes, you can say it's a private company, but what they're proving is that is all lies. And now, not 30%, not 40%, but 63% of Americans now wants the investigators to be investigated. It's an amazing thing to behold that the truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen. The truth gumbo pot. Oh my Lord, I wish you could see the lid on this pot. It's literally vibrating. It's a pressure cooker is what it is. It's literally vibrating. And I want you to see how important this is, what's happening at Twitter. Watch.
To hear Cringe Jean-Pierre talking about how the Biden administration is for a free and open press and accessibility to the administration when you have a president that did 5 solo press conferences this year. Donald Trump in his final year in office did 35, so 7 times as many. But we look at this Twitter files dump, Greg, and it's remarkable. You see Alex Berenson, for example, he once tweeted that the COVID vaccine, quote, doesn't stop infection or transmission. Don't think of it as a vaccine. And Berenson was banned for what proved to be accurate, as we've seen. Breakthrough cases do occur. Those who are vaccinated can transmit the virus. And President Biden, meanwhile, you may recall, declared on national television, a CNN town hall, that if you get the vaccine, you will not get COVID. So who exactly is spreading disinformation again? And now these Twitter files, which is one of the biggest stories of the year that almost nobody outside this network is covering, Greg, has shown that the FBI is working in concert with Twitter to silence the Hunter Biden laptop story. And now the Biden administration was also looking to control the narrative using the kind of tactics you would see in Pyongyang or Beijing: suppression, deamplification, outright censorship. And the American media simply yawns and says, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here, but there's a lot to see. And we're going to see more and more. Here's why. Heavenly Father, Almighty Yahweh, went to the richest man in the world, woke him up, a man that doesn't like Trump, a man that didn't vote for Trump, and said, go and expose the truth. Because see, here's the Bible said anything. Listen, God is in control. It's that simple. And I know what's happening right now. There is an exposure that is happening in all of the courts across America. We just had a case yesterday where their election fraud was proven and the judge called for a new election. This is what the Twitter files are exposing. Now tonight, I'm going to prove to you in my monologue that this omnibus bill is illegal and unconstitutional. Now I want you to remember, before I get to the monologue, I want you to remember, you heard it here first. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but someone is going to take this to court with this omnibus bill. And I'm going to show you why they will win in court. They don't see it coming, but Professor Toto sees it coming. I see how somebody is going to bring it to court. And I'm going to show you tonight why it is illegal. Before I do that, I want to show you those that say, we are giving misinformation. We are accused of misinformation every day. Facebook fact checks any post we make for misinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Misinformation 101.
Hey, you're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
I mean, when do you, my viewers, my followers, those that are in the conservative college, when do you quit letting them shame you? Quit letting them identify you as misinformationist, conspiracy theorist. I believe it was Elon Musk that said he proved all the conspiracy theories true about Twitter. Now, not about a bunch of other stuff, but about Twitter. And ladies and gentlemen, quit, know the truth, and it will make you free. Know the truth. These people are out there lying every breath they take, and they want to make you feel like a misinformationist. Tonight, I've got to talk to you about Donald Trump saving America again today. That's the title of tonight's class. It is not my monologue, because I've got to do the monologue from Tuesday. But tonight, I want to show how Donald Trump has just saved America one more time. You're not aware of it. Nobody's talking about it, but I saw it a mile away, and it happened yesterday, I believe. Donald Trump saved America while he's sitting over in the other White House, unemployed, if you will, still saving America. But before I do that, I've got to talk about Tulsi Gabbard. You know, I just got some weird vibes about this lady. And, you know, she may be wonderful. I don't know. Last night, she eviscerated, I'm talking about hung him up to dry, Senor Santos, Senor Congressman elect, newly elected Congressman, Senor Santos. And boy, she did a number on him, and he deserved it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, evidently, he is Diablo, the devil, lying on his resume. Definitely a lack of integrity. I'll give you that. But I had a real problem with that undressing of this inconsequential congressman. No, I don't agree. And you know what? But here's my problem. Here's my problem. Who is going to get Hillary on a show when she lied about being under sniper fire when she landed in Afghanistan, where she killed our soldiers? Who is going to get her on the stand with all of her lies? I mean, I'm fine. You want to eviscerate people, eviscerate them. But I say do one every night and one from each party. So, you know, I just wasn't cool with that taking, you know, and I'm all about the truth. If you want to reveal the truth, let's do it on everybody, okay? Don't just take some little inconsequential congressman from New York over on the 3rd Street or the 3rd District or whatever. But, you know, I mean, if we're going to set the standard, you know, then let's set it across the board. I'm ready. Let's set the standard. But my God. You know, so I've just got mixed emotions about that tonight, and I wanted to talk to you about it. One other thing I want to talk to you about, a lot of people have sent me messages concerned about an event that took place at Mar-a-Lago. Now, I need you to hear me out. I don't like the event. I think it's very horrible. But I'm also a realist. Let me explain. There was a group called the Lincoln Project. No, The Log House Republicans, I believe is the name of the group. They rented Mar-a-Lago. Keep in mind, Mar-a-Lago is a business. Okay, keep that in mind. It is a private business, and they rented the banquet facilities to honor and to celebrate gay equality in America. Yes, it happened. There is no getting around the fact that it happened. And yes, they invited Donald Trump to speak at this event. Carrie Lake was there. Many leaders of our party was there. But I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you not to make Donald Trump our pastor. He is running for president. This is a group of people that he must have their votes. And he must be the president of gay Americans. We do not hate gay people. We are not gay haters in the Republican Party. We don't. Now, as a preacher, as a man of God, I must announce that they are an abomination before Yahweh. And I'll do that till the day I die. But on the other hand, President Trump is their president. He must speak to that part of the electorate. And you know what? We've never not wanted gay people to have their equality. We just don't want them having their agenda forced upon America. So I needed to deal with that. I don't agree with the event. I hate that it happened. But ladies and gentlemen, we must remember this is politics, and we must remember that he is the president of gay Americans. All right? So let's keep that in mind as we're, you know, going through all of our, I agree it's an abomination, okay? Lynn Cox, you are correct. In the eyes of Yahweh, there will be a payday one day for that lifestyle, all right? But we love them. We are not haters. We're not like the left that hates conservatives. We don't hate anybody. We love America. Always keep that in mind. I need to talk to you now about Title 42 and how Donald Trump saved the United States. I'll come right back after this brief video clip and explain it all.
It's either complete incompetence or this is by design. And I would argue it's the latter. The left is so ravenous to get more political power. And they're doing so by trying to flood the country with millions of people that they think will end up voting for them. Forget the rest of us out here in America who have to suffer through spikes in crime, fentanyl crisis that are killing our American citizens, the human trafficking, the child smuggling, the toll it takes in our communities on first responders, on schools, on health care. These are all problems that the American people are now facing because we have illegal aliens in all 50 states. We have people from the terrorist watch list coming across into our borders. Of the previous administration saying on the campaign trail, come on over. This is what America is all about. And now they throw their hands up as if this problem is just happening to them. Mm. It's happening because of them.
I want to turn now to breaking news. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered Title 42 to stay in place while legal challenges play out. Now, Title 42 is the Trump era pandemic policy, which allows border officials to expel migrants either back to their home countries or into Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, America has been saved for another day, all the way until April of 2023. How? How? Because of one single man by the name of DJT, Donald John Trump. What happened yesterday from the Supreme Court of the United States of America was not just from the Supreme Court, it was from a Supreme Court that was divinely orchestrated by God and appointed by Donald Trump. It was that Supreme Court that reached in and saved America one more time. Without this Supreme Court ruling, the floodgates would have swung wide open yesterday. I want you to picture this for me. The gates of the border, and I'm going to explain Title 42 to you, and then I'll get to my monologue, but you need to know what you're talking about so you won't be embarrassed. Do you know where my boldness comes from? Do you know they say I have a backbone of steel? Do you know where that comes from? Knowledge. Knowledge is power. When you know knowledge, when you have wisdom with that knowledge, you don't back down from that truth. Here is the truth. Without Title 42, yesterday, the floodgates to fentanyl, which is killing all of our children. Do you know what fentanyl, it's coming from that southern border by the truckloads. Without Title 42, those gates would have opened up yesterday, and your children, the drugs that are killing them, would have come across, and those that are coming to replace you on your jobs would have come across, and those that are going to vote for Democrats en masse would have come across. But the United States Supreme Court, appointed by Donald John Trump, three of those, this court, is to guard the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Why did we win in court? Because we always win in court. We always win when it comes to the Constitution. The Supreme Court is over the whole nation. I want you to think about it. Remember during the Trump administration how all of a sudden, divinely, this man appointed so many justices. And then right before his term ends, RGB dies suddenly, and he gets one more, and they're just in time. I want you to see the hands of a sovereign God in the Trump administration. It was that court, Donald Trump's court, that shut that floodgate yesterday. Even the president is subject to the Supreme Court. God is saving America temporarily through Jeroboam. That's who Donald Trump is in Bible prophecy. He is a deliverer for America. This was his court. Just remember back with Kavanaugh. Remember how he stood by Kavanaugh and the radicals wanted to control our courts, the Supreme Court, but God upset those plans. They literally did everything in their power, but God divinely had a plan of his own. The Supreme Court is the only thing stopping the flood at the southern border from turning into a tsunami, and it's Donald Trump's court. He truly is the gift that keeps on giving. Since Joe Biden took office, illegal immigration has skyrocketed. Millions have tried to enter the United States illegally, and over 1 million have succeeded because of Title 42. While Title 42 was in place. Imagine if it was removed. Let me explain what Title 42 is so you understand. It is a border policy that was enacted by President Trump in the spring of 2020, just as the COVID pandemic was beginning. It is based on a 19th century health law that Trump's people found and were able to utilize. It's designed to protect the country from contagious diseases. Before this policy, immigrants, here's what would happen. They would come in the United States seeking asylum. They would be granted and written a future date to come to court. 99% of them never came to court, and they were dispersed among our population. Joe Biden doesn't like this policy. It's affecting his voter turnout, and they were determined to destroy it. But on Tuesday, December the 27th, the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to keep Title II in place 2 days before it was supposed to expire. They were salivating for the expiration date, the Biden administration was. But Donald Trump ruled the day through the Supreme Court. Now, they're not going to reconsider this until April of next year, giving time for the new Congress to create law that will deal with this situation. So Donald Trump, wherever you are tonight, you saved America again from this tsunami of immigrants that are pouring into our nation. Thank you, sir, for what you have done for America and what you will do again. In 30 seconds, I'm going to teach you why the omnibus bill is unconstitutional and why you're going to hear that in the not too distant future. And I'll be able to sing for you one more time that famous song. I'll be right back.
Considered when you spend your money at these mega corporations where it's going? Are you aware that your hard-earned money is being used to support political corruption, which leads to poor federal leadership, hurting our economy, contributing to the overall detriment of our society? This is heavy stuff to think about, I know, but it's time we fought back. Introducing Professor Toto's The Patriot Spying Club. Here, we are a club that gives you the power to invest in companies that uphold patriotic and conservative values your family can respect. Rather than spending your money with these major corporations, we've partnered with a direct consumer company that offers over 400 high-quality, sustainable, and effective products that can be delivered fast directly to your front door. So many patriots across America has joined us in this walkaway movement. Now it's your turn. Go to www.byebyewalmart.com to join Professor Toto's The Patriots Buying Club today.
Yeah, because we've already taken over $3 million from Walmart just from people like you shopping with us every month and getting all the stuff for your house from us instead of them. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, but we need more of you that have just been listening, but you've never made that move. Would you just go to do it? Just go do it. Go to buybywalmart.com and schedule an appointment. We'll call you. Ladies and gentlemen, America has been betrayed by the Republican Party. Betrayed by the Republican Party. You know, by the way, get your notebooks out. I'm fixing to educate you. The Republican Party has always had a brand. And that brand was always fiscal responsibility. That was their brand. And that was what they always parroted, was fiscal, financial responsibility. Because of this betrayal of this omnibus abomination, they've lost their brand. The Republicans no longer have a brand. Donald Trump is the brand now because they lost their brand. And with this omnibus bill, they have destroyed their brand. How many people do you know, let alone senators that are so busy already, that could read a bill that has 4,155 pages, worth $1.7 trillion, and you could read this before the Christmas break? Yeah, they gave it to them. They had 4 days to read a bill that was 4,155 pages long. And all, you know, 1.7, not billion, not million, trillion dollars of your hard-earned money. You know, I sat down this week with my tax lady and saw the amount of taxes that, you know, we have to write every year. The checks are heartbreaking, oh God. And you know, when you get your paycheck, and you know, you've worked so hard and you see that 40 to 50% of all your money has gone to the federal government, the state government. Well, according to Washington, you don't have a say in where that money goes. You give it, you shut up, you go about your business. You have been betrayed because you trusted the Republican Party to be fiscally responsible. Listen, the contents of this bill, I'm fixing to tell you some of the contents of this bill, and I'm going to teach you why you were betrayed and why you must get a hold of your senators now. Toto's army is fixing to go to work this week. And maybe, just maybe, one senator will hear the word unconstitutional. Can I tell you something? And I don't mean to belittle anybody. Just because they're a senator, you're not going to believe this, don't mean they know their head from a hole in the ground. It means they were good at winning elections. I can prove it to you. I promise you, 9 out of 10 senators don't even know what a republic is. All right? So you know what? They may need Toto's army to call them, email them with the word in the headline, omnibus is unconstitutional. Now, you can't just do that without knowledge. So you're going to get that knowledge tonight. And, you know, I was looking at several articles, one by Whitson Waldo, and he brings out some good points that I want to incorporate into this monologue tonight. This nefarious bill called Omnibus, $1.7 trillion, was passed by progressives in both parties. This is not a Democrat problem. This is a Republican problem. Progressives in both party is the problem. So this bill funds bigger government for the fiscal year 2023 through September of next year. Now remember that date, September 2023. How long will the new Congress, the Republican Congress, how many months will they be in office bound to this omnibus spending bill? Let's see. January through September. What? 9 months? This 9 months is going to render the new Congress powerless. Literally, and I'm fixing to teach you why it's unconstitutional. Literally stripping away the biggest power of Congress, the power of the what? The purse. Now, the bad news tonight is that the progressives have seized, they've taken advantage of an initiative to eviscerate the incoming Republican House majority for half of their term. You see, if we can't stop them from winning, we just eviscerate them, and we go ahead and pass a law or a bill, not a law, but a bill that takes their purse power away for half their term, and we still win the House. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm fixing to teach you tonight from the Constitution how this is illegal. And somebody at Washington needs to know it. Now, that was the bad news. The good news is the bill cannot stand when the new House takes over because it's unconstitutional. The best news, it will be when someone realizes it, takes the initiative, and brings it to court. Let me explain it. I'll break it down. You ready? You got your notebook ready? Here you go. The United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1. Go do your own research. Never believe anything Toto teaches you. Do your research. It's called the Origination Clause. Ready? Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1. What does it say? Ha! You're not going to believe it. Allow me. Thank you. This clause gives power to the House of Representatives to originate revenue bills and to supply the government. All right. Okay. The Congress that's coming in, guess what they're not going to have for 9 months, almost half their term? The power to create a revenue bill and to supply the government. Why? It was taken from them. Hang tight. Now, this power that's given to the Congress revolves in something called time, T-I-M-E. Okay? What time? Your term of office. That's why each Congress is not just called the Congress. It is given its own entity. The 116th Congress, the 117th Congress, the 118th Congress. The Congress coming in is the 118th Congress. The one that's leaving is the 117th Congress. However, they have passed a bill that far exceeds their term, which their power ends in January. But no, it doesn't. They have taken the power of the 118th Congress completely away from them for half of their two-year term. The House is elected officials that is closest to the people. Why? Because of their short term of office. They have the authority and the responsibility to tailor government spending to match the will of the voters. Now think about it. I want you to think about it. Look at me. You voted in the 118th Congress. They are to spend your money the way that you dictate. Why? Because they are your representative. You elected them to handle the money of the nation. But can I give you all a brainstorm? You ready? Are you ready? Wake up. Everybody wake up. Little Susie. Wake up. Little Susie. Anyway, okay. Wake up. Do you realize the Congress that you've elected is powerless over the purse? They cannot bring the will of the people into the purse because the 117th Congress, which is Democrat, has taken their power away for the purse. Unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. The 117th United States Congress has exceeded their authority past their term limit. When your term ends, they have usurped the 118th Congress. The 118th Congress is now eviscerated. It's like a man trying to have a child. Good luck if you've been eviscerated. That's what they've done. They have taken the ability to create spending bills away from the congressmen you elected. Your congressman is now going to the House like a eunuch. Okay? All right. Now, what is your job? Your job is to call your senators, and tell them this is unconstitutional. Take it to the Supreme Court. Now, let me keep going. Once the 117th Congress has been seceded in the new year, they no longer meet. What happens to the 117th Congress when they are no longer in office? Guess what? Then they no longer legislate. They are history. However, they are still controlling the purse. Do you see it yet? The power of the 118th Congress has been stolen by the 117th Congress. Their bills, these appropriation bills, which is what the omnibus bill is, cannot extend past their time in office. Otherwise, they are legislating from a Latin term called extra officium, which means when you're out of office. It's the same thing as Donald Trump's executive order. When do they end? When his term ends. Spending money is a very present wheel of government that is always turning and turning in time. Now, other laws that are on the books are not turning in time. Money, appropriation bills, is turning in time. In other words, they've passed a law, that's one thing. This is appropriation, this is bills. Now, heading into the November election, we had Republican, hopefully, House leader, he wants to be, Kevin McCarthy, made a promise. Does anybody remember what that promise was? That the first bill that the new Republican majority would pass would be what? To repeal the Democratic plans to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. But after we won the majority in the House, 9 Republicans and 18 senators ignored Kevin McCarthy's promise. And not only did they keep the IRS agents, but they added more to it in this omnibus bill. The omnibus bill is 4,000 pages long and contains no spending cuts at all. It's a travesty on every level. It is a fraud against you, the voters, that voted in a new Congress that is eunuchs. It allots, listen to this. Let me tell you what this omnibus fraud has allotted. Oh, you thought the 87,000 new IRS agents was bad? Darling, the omnibus bill has given another $12 billion to the $80 billion that was promised to the IRS, literally doubling the size of the agency. The omnibus bill, remember, they got $80 billion. Now they get another $12 billion from the omnibus bill, from the Democratic 117th Congress, and the 118th Congress can do nothing about it? Nah. No. To that dog don't hunt, sweetheart. Now, remember the IRS posted for job openings for criminal investigation special agents? When they called for applicants who were willing to carry a firearm and use deadly force? Yet the government still plans to hire those special agents. However, I like what Representative Matt Gaetz said on Fox on June the 21st. He said, so here's the Biden plan. Disarm America. Open the border. Empty the prisons, but rest assured, they'll still collect your taxes, and they need $725,000 worth of ammunition, apparently, to get the job done. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you why the IRS money to hire these agents is unconstitutional. Are you ready? Let's talk about the founding fathers. The framers of the Constitution, this right here that I hold in my hand, it's with me everywhere I go. That Constitution, our founders were scared to death of standing armies in peacetime. Okay? Put that in your notes. There were to be no standing armies in peacetime on the federal level. Now, they could have written an article or a section or a clause that gave the federal government a police agency to enforce regulations made by the executive branch to go and raid the homes of citizens that were opposing the president's policies. But they deliberately did not. Instead, they limited the power of the government. The federal government, they understood human nature and they wanted to reduce the threat to individual liberty. Now, the Constitution does not grant the government any power to establish a national police force. That is what the omnibus bill is paying for. A national police force of armed agents that can come into your home and arrest you for not funding their government. But the Constitution does not grant the government any power to do that. And the 10th Amendment states that powers not expressly granted to the federal government are reserved to the states or to the people. Ladies and gentlemen, this IRS bull crap is unconstitutional. It is illegal. You must call your senators and your congressmen in the House, and you must tell them in a letter, in a note, that this is unconstitutional. Now, let's go back to the 117th Congress and the 118th. U.S. versus Windstar Corporation has long held that one Congress cannot bind another Congress or future Congress. It cannot force a future session of Congress to carry on its own policies. That practice is known as, put this in your note, legislative entrenchment. In other words, we're going to trap the next legislature. We're going to rule in the 118th Congress. It's called legislative entrenchment. And in the case 1996, U.S. versus Windstar Corporation, Justice David Souter quoted the British jurist William Blackstone. By the way, if you've never studied Blackstone's governmental writings, you should. I love him. Who said that the legislature, here's what Blackstone said, and Justice David Souter is quoting him, the legislature, being in truth the sovereign power. Why? Because it's the people's representatives. They are the sovereign power of the United States. Is always of equal and always of absolute authority. It acknowledges no superior on earth, which the prior legislature must have been if its ordinances could bind the present parliament. Let me break that down into regular folks' language. Here's what he said. If the legislature, the 118th Congress, is the law of the land, if they recognize nothing more superior than them, in other words, they don't recognize a king, they don't recognize anything higher than their authority. Remember, we have three equal branches of authority, legislative, judicial, executive, all right? They answer to no one. There is no one above them. So here's what Blackstone said. If the previous Congress, if their ordinances are ruling the new Congress, then they do have a higher power over them, and it's the previous Congress. They are no longer sovereign. They are bowing down to another entity that no longer exists, and yet it's ruling the nation by taking away the power of the next Congress. Now, Bob Dole, in 1980, overturned the decisions of the past Congress when he repealed their future tax cuts. Now, here's an argument that you're going to get from some people. Well, yeah, but it's been done before. Other Congresses have ruled over future Congresses. Okay, they have. Do you know why? Because they let them. Nobody stood up for the Constitution. I believe that's about to change with the omnibus bill. Somebody is going to take this to court, and I want you to remember, you heard it here first. Now, we've got to keep this in mind. Precedence of bad behavior does not amount to license to do it. And indeed, these Congresses have not stood up for their authority, just like the state legislatures have not. For example, let me show you an example of this. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, says that only Congress has the power to legislate. However, what is an executive order? What is an executive order? Unconstitutional, illegal, unless it is strictly in the department where the president is the supreme power, the executive government. If it has to do with the executive, he can pass an executive order because he is the CEO, if you will, of that department. But he can't pass it on the whole nation. He cannot pass it on the whole country. It is unconstitutional. And I believe the day is coming when these powers are going to have to be curtailed. What the Constitution requires is for Congress to legislate. This means executive orders are unconstitutional if it's outside the purview of the executive branch. Now, let's talk about the 117th Congress. My time is gone. Bear with me and I'll let you go to bed in just a minute. But you need this knowledge because you need to be talking to people and saying, hey, Senator, Congressman, stand up for the Constitution. Get rid of this omnibus bill. Overturn it in the 118th Congress. So let's imagine that what the 117th Congress did was constitutional. Okay? Let's just go there. It was constitutional. Then what would prevent them from passing an omnibus bill until the fiscal year of 2024? No. It's a serious question. If what they did was constitutional, then who stops them from passing an omnibus bill through the entire term of the 118th Congress? Stripping it of its rightful power with the respect to revenues and appropriations during the 118th term of Congress. The result would simply be an ineffective term of the 118th Congress, which is unconstitutional because the 117th is no longer in office. For that matter, there would be nothing to prevent progressives from passing perpetual appropriation, reauthorization bills, which would increase the budget annually, automatically, into perpetuity. Do you see the insanity and what I'm telling you tonight? As I close, you're getting an education tonight that very few people in America have heard or understand. You're Toto's army. I don't come here to feed you lies. I come here to make you think. And I tell you tonight, the very first thing that the House that you voted in must do after they are sworn in, and you need to write your senators or your congressmen, and you need to tell them, the very first thing I expect of you is to declare the omnibus spending bill unconstitutional. And then you'll see what substance your Freedom Caucus members are really made of. This is a hill worth dying on. If this is not a hill worth dying on, I don't know what is. The Constitution has been violated and you have been frauded, and the IRS is being funded to create a national police force while we sit there and go, oh, wow, I can't believe that happened. Oh, my. No. Get on the phone. Get on the email. Go down to their office. Fly to Washington. Become an advocate for the Constitution. Republicans should immediately petition. The second thing they do, number one, they should declare it in the House unconstitutional. Number two, they should immediately petition for a court injunction barring the Treasury from funding anything related to the 117th Congress omnibus spending bill, and then get the courts to acknowledge their constitutional right as the duly elected 118th Congress to fund the fiscal year 2023. The next thing the Republicans should do is pass a continuing resolution funding the government at the 2022 level until lawful appropriation bills can be passed. There's only one way to bind another Congress. It's through something called adopting a constitutional amendment. When it comes to reducing the deficit, the Congress has tried to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. They did it 1936, no luck. 1947, no luck. 1956, no luck. They tried it twice in 1980, no luck. Twice in the 1990s, no luck. Why? It requires 2/3 majority. And then the states have to ratify it. Not going to happen. So instead of creating an amendment, they want to do these spending bills. No. The only way you bind the next Congress is with a constitutional amendment. But they don't have what it takes to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. Somebody just asked, what happens if Biden signs this monstrosity? Fraud vitiates everything. If it was a violation of the Constitution, it don't matter who signed it. Go blow your nose on it. It's illegal, and illegal will stand unless this republic stands. I'm going to say that again. Illegal will stand unless this republic stands. But I make you a promise. Teresa Geschwinder, I'll give you a hall pass, okay? Listen to me, everybody. It's your duty. I promise you right now, my congressman in the little state of Mississippi has no idea this is unconstitutional. Why? Some of them are auto mechanics. Some of them are vacuum cleaner salesmen. Some and I used to be a vacuum cleaner salesman. I love it. I love my rainbow. I've had it for 20 years. I want another one when it wears out, but it happened. I'm not. So what I'm telling you, these people are not educated in the Constitution. I know that surprises you, but do you know when they go to the Congress, they don't get college classes on the Constitution, which makes no sense to me. Call your congressman. Email, go to their website, send them and say the omnibus is unconstitutional and here's why. And then take your notes from tonight's class. Maybe we ought to just do a form letter. Maybe I could get someone to, let's just do a form letter, make it short and sweet, 4 or 5 bullet points, and we can all just mail them and educate our senators. You know, this is when the people rise up and say no. Okay, let me give you an example. How many of you know right now your senators and congressmen have no idea the difference in a democracy and a republic? I can almost promise you, if you call them and say, hey, or meet them on the campaign trail, ask them. They're not the smartest rocks in the drawer. They're not. They're good politicians. But they're not educated in these things. You are, because you're Toto. Everything I've taught you tonight is truth. Do your own research. I love every one of you. You won't see me for another week. I will not be here next week. I'm going on vacation with Mama and my wife and my sister and my niece and my son. I'm going to miss all of you, but I look forward to spending time. We've not had a vacation this year. We look forward for a little time away. Thank you so much for your love, your emails, your donations, your support, your gifts that you send in the mail. Thank you for supporting the Patriots Buying Club. Thank you for buying gold and silver from us. Thank you for helping us stay on the air, because nobody else is. We're not monetized. Nobody helps us. And I don't get paid to do this. But your love, your support keeps us going. Whatever you do, stand up for this great nation. I pray that God blesses you and that God will bless the United States of America. Good night, everybody. Oh, yeah. My wife said we will go live from New York City, maybe when we're ice skating, baby, and busting our behind some. But we'll say hello out there. Good night, everybody.